Hey there, listeners. Imagine a world where leaders aren't just bossy bosses who tell everyone what to do. Instead, imagine a world where they are like coaches or mentors who really get you as an individual. I want to share a model with you today that are some words that come up often when I'm actually interviewing leaders around the world on the Leadership is Changing podcast. Let's discuss.
Welcome to Leadership is Changing. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change. This is taking your leadership to another level by finding the balance between executive excellence and personal well-being through stories that inspire real change. It's time to adapt in our fast-moving world when leadership is changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos.
Hey, welcome to the Ask Dennis episode. This is a freestyle episode where I'm asked a question by our listeners or I share my thoughts, experiences, and insights from working with many leaders around the globe. Hey, listeners, welcome to another Ask Dennis episode. It's great to be with you. Now, imagine a world where leaders aren't just bossy bosses who want to tell you or and everyone what to do. Instead, they're like coaches and mentors who really get you as an individual. Well, today, I want to explain to you about a model called the ART model, A-R-T. And it's sort of an idea or a new idea for leaders to follow. But you know what? It's not that new. You know why? Because I've been actually talking to people about it for the last 3 years on the episodes of the interviews that I'm doing on my podcast. What's really quite interesting here is that people are looking for leaders to do things differently more. And as we've seen in the last few years, it's really quite interesting to see. These are foundational. These are very important for leaders to understand, but it's actually important for leaders to bring them to life. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what does ART stand for? A-R-T. Authentic, real, and transparency are the words that are part of the ART model. And I want to sit down, we'll talk with you right now, because I am sitting down, and I want to sit with you, and I want to talk to you about the ART model, and I will talk to you about the authentic, real, and transparency side, because you see, it's super easy to understand. Now, is it easy for people to put into place? Well, it's easy to understand, but may not be easy to put in place. Well, probably easy to put in place, but can you be consistent with it all the time? Where am I going with this? Well, the thing here is this. The ART model, what is it about? The authentic side is about being authentic. It's all about being yourself, not pretending to be someone you're not. Too many leaders are trying to be something they are not. And the thing here is that people can actually see it. If you are somebody who is not being authentic, I've talked about it in other episodes as well. There's people who use what we call the BS radar. They just call it out and they go, that's BS. And so people can see through. So if you're a leader that's not really authentic, be a little bit smart about things because people are going to call you or pull you up on it. Now, in countries like where I am in New Zealand and Australia, not only will they notice you that the BS radar and they notice that you're not being authentic, but they're going to call you out in front of others because they don't take that kind of thing very lightly. Other countries may be a little bit more subservient and maybe they see it, but they won't call the leader out, but they may vote with their feet. They may decide to move on. Being authentic is a bit like you wearing your favorite outfit instead of what everyone else is wearing. Because why? Well, it makes you feel good. And so that's you being authentic. That's you being you, which is fantastic. The second word is real. Now, real, what do we mean by that? R-E-A-L. Well, this is about being honest and not hiding the truth. It's a bit like if you think about using filters on your photos that you may have. If you remove those photos, then what actually starts to happen is you start to show the real you. And that's pretty cool. People want to see the real you. They don't want to see something else. They want to see you. And that's important for you to understand and do as a leader. The third word is transparency. Now, have you ever wished you knew why certain rules were being made? Transparency is just that. This is where a leader will explain what's going on, why decisions are being made, and how things work. It's almost like having the inside scoop of what's going on. Now, the thing here is that at times, some of you are not going to be able to share certain things with people. So share what you can. In fact, sometimes you might even need to say, look, I'm not able to share with you at the moment, but as soon as I can, I will. Better for you to say that than not say anything at all. Because if you don't say anything at all and there's avoiding communication, people think they need to fill it, and that's where you get the fake news, the gossip, and so forth happening. And so transparency is an important word as well. So that's the ART model. So why does it matter? Why does the ART model matter? Well, for you as a leader, here's something interesting for you to think about. It actually helps leaders turn into someone everyone wants to follow. Imagine that, eh? Imagine having everyone wanting to follow you. They're not just bosses. They're part of the team. They make better decisions because they listen and they understand what's going on with everyone. Can you imagine the number of people that want to be part of your team if you're like that? And you're probably showing up your peers as well. For companies, organizations, when they use the ART model, they become a place where people really want to work. In fact, employees feel happy and valued, which means they do their best work, which also means they stay in the organization. That means your attrition rate will probably drop, which is a great thing to happen. But also think about this. If you've got happy employees, you've got a happy organization, they're going to talk to their friends, their family, their network, and it's going to attract other people to come and want to work for your organization as well. And so it has a two-pronged approach. In fact, we're probably going to retain more people as well, which is brilliant. So think about it. It's not just for you as leaders, but it's also for a company or an organization. Hey, but what about everyone else? You know, people aren't companies. And what about everyone else that's not a leader? What happens? Like customers and stakeholders and maybe other employees. Well, those who deal with a company like what I was saying before, they like it because they are being treated well. Things are clear and open. It's like being in a club where everyone is cool and respects each other. So imagine this too. Imagine customers now going, talking about you and about what you do based on the fact that you are authentic, real, and transparent. Look, in simple terms, the world is changing super fast. It's getting just amazing. And so this is the way we look at leaders as well. That's changing. So the world is getting faster, and the way we're looking at leaders is changing as well. Boy, how do we actually keep up? It's amazing. So the ART model is really like a new rule book for being a great leader. It's not just about being perfect, but about being real, understanding, and clear with everyone. The ART model, or the word ART, isn't just a bunch of letters. It's the secret sauce to making work and life better for everyone. So here's my call to action for you this week. I'll ask you to sit back and think about the ART model. Authentic, real, and transparency. How are you going as a leader? Are you authentic? What areas do you need to work on? Are you being real? And are you bringing the real person to the picture, to the table, to the meetings? Are you transparent with everybody, or do you try to hide things from people? Come on. The important thing here for you is to actually look at where you are today, how you're going against the ART model, and then what are some steps you might need to put in place as an action plan to help you go from where you are to where you want to go to in relation to the ART model. It's a model. It's one of several things that you will probably hear me talk about on the different episodes in this podcast as well. You know what? This podcast has become an asset for leaders to come to learn more about leadership. And I'm so proud in actually bringing this to you. Now, the thing here would be this. Take the ART model, learn it, put it in place, grow from it, and go and become a leader that is fantastic. One that everyone wants to follow. Hey, listeners, that's it for this episode. It's always a pleasure being with you. Thanks for joining me on the Leadership is Changing podcast. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership is Changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change, inspiring executives and leaders to adapt and lead a bigger game in a fast-moving world.